In a few minutes, we're going to talk with syndicated columnist Clarence Page about where to find the separation of church and state in the Constitution, which has come up in a couple of political campaigns this fall. But we're also going to enlist Clarence as part of another in our series of mini political junkies. NPR political editor Ken Rudin joins us, the fourth day in a row, Ken, we should note. And we should want to talk about the Senate race in Illinois. There is still no clear favorite for President Barack Obama's seat, though Congressman Mark Kirk, the Republican, appears to be holding a steady lead.
Well, steady but slight. And I think the reason everybody cares about this race is, as you say, it was President Obama's Senate seat. And then, of course, it was up to the Honorable Rod Blagojevich, the governor of Illinois, who would make the appointment, and he appointed Roland Burris, who is not running for the seat. So obviously the Republicans would love the symbolic opportunity to take President Obama's seat. Mark Kirk is a moderate conservative. He won his primary on February 2nd. Had there been a Tea Party back then, or at least an active Tea Party early in the year, perhaps he may not have survived the primary, because he has taken some very moderate positions on certain social issues that the Tea Party may not accept. But at the same time, with all his problems appealing to conservatives and things like that, you have the Democratic nominee, the state treasurer, Alexei Giannoulias, who is, before he was state treasurer, he was his family owned the Broadway Bank, which gave very questionable loans to some very questionable people. And so basically, there's two flawed candidates running for a very important Senate seat.
Mark Kirk also found it to have some difficulties inflating his military career. Clarence Page, how do you read the Senate race in Illinois?
It's driven me crazy, Neil. I'm sure Ken understands. You know, the polls have gone back and forth. It's really going right down to the wire, and it's going to be one of those old-fashioned Chicago, Illinois elections where you got to get out the vote. And because it's a midterm election, and also coming before an upcoming Chicago mayoral race in February, or election in February, there's going to be a problem, getting the whatever's left of the machine, if you will, ginned up to get people out on the streets. So I think it will go down the wire.
Yeah, I've heard that some Democrats are so discouraged that some Democratic voters are considering only voting once.
Yes, right. I mean, that shows what a crisis it is. But, the same national trend, anti-incumbent mood and anti-Democratic mood is afflicting Illinois Democrats in the wake of the Rod Blagojevich scandal. We have one Republican governor in jail now, and Blagojevich won as the reform candidate after that. So now people are as angry at Blagojevich and the Democrats as they were at the Republicans before. So that, too, could be good for Kirk. But it's going to go down to the wire, I think.
Mr. Blagojevich convicted on one felony count and faces retrial on others. That'll be coming up, I think, now after the mayoral election.
In April.
That's right.
So that's been punted. But isn't Illinois basically a Democratic state?
Basically, in recent years, yes, it is. But as I mentioned, it went Republican right before Blagojevich. And
For 16 years in a row, right?
Yeah, that's right. So, underneath it all, the fundamentals, statewide, it's a swing state. But Chicago and Cook County, that Democratic base is so strong, and it has spread to the inner suburbs so that Democrats have had an edge. But this year, again, the energy and enthusiasm is with the Republicans.
And you also have a gubernatorial race, which is so fascinating, too. You have an unheralded downstate state legislator, Bill Brady, who is basically nobody ever heard of, and he barely won the Republican primary for governor. And he's running against the incumbent, Pat Quinn, who became governor when Blagojevich was impeached and convicted and left the office. And Brady is winning in almost every poll, and that would be pretty remarkable if that happens as well.
Right. So what could be a tide in Illinois for the Republican Party. It's very interesting. Ken, stay with us, but I wanted to switch subjects and talk with Clarence Page about a column that he wrote recently.